Good evening and welcome to the Natural Healing Call. This is 21 September 2017, 8 p.m. Eastern. Welcome, everyone.
There we are. Welcome, everyone, is right. Thanks, Robert. And yes, in healing, we have many different topics we can do. And it's interesting, this week I've been kind of like a hit and miss, but there's a wonderful guy out by the name of Chris, and he, I think his name is Ward, I want to say Ward, but I'm terrible with names. I call the people different names. But he has done a video that I sent out to our group, and he's been going over many different steps. One was about what you, and it's about dealing with cancer. You didn't have to go through the chemo. And what he did as a 21-year-old and how hard it was. Now he's in his mid-30s. But how hard it was in the beginning because there was nothing there. We have so much today that it is amazing that people are still doing the chemo and not doing alternative medicine. But that's, again, going back to a pre-conversation we had, people have been programmed that the doctor is the authority. He's God, and you got to do what he says. No, he's not God. The American Murderers Association, AMA, is the largest group that murders more people from wrong operations, wrong medicine, wrong treatment in a hospital. Some hospitals have other things that cause people to die that are right in their hospital that aren't dealing with the illness the person came in actually to be helped. So one of his actual nighttime, it is at night, he does it about 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, is he was talking about supplements. Now, supplements is something that I take. I do not go to a doctor. I have learned many different healing methods, and that was one of our programs. I make certain that I listen to my body, so I still don't go to a doctor. And I realize sometimes I'm screwing up. I have to change my actions. So those are all part of what we've been talking about these many weeks. Well, these supplements, he went into many different forms of it, and one of them that fascinated me was the point on detoxification because of the fact that so much of our water, our food, our air, and anything else that's floating around or moving around is causing you to have illness or the body to be ill or have a dis-ease. And so when he started talking about supplements, I knew that was something that I really needed to listen to and take notes. And I did take notes. And I am not an authority, please, on supplements. I know what I take. I know what I take for my body because I have my body has this thing they call osteoporosis. So I take a lot of vitamin D3. I take 2 tablets every day, even if I'm out in the sun, because you can never get enough vitamin D. So that's one thing. I use Sun Corella. I used to try and use that chlorophyll type of thing that they had big time in California. And I couldn't take it. It reacted on me or something, and it just made me sick. And today, of course, I've learned when you get sick, it's probably your body getting rid of some stuff that it doesn't need. My ignorance. So sometimes it's too late that we're learning, but it's never the end to not keep learning. And learning is what we're here for. So going back to his supplement, I mean, I take very little supplements. But he did talk about some things that I do. Normally in my oatmeal that I cook every day, I put in, to some people they think, well, that's kind of weird. I put in cinnamon. I shake cinnamon in it. In a recipe that I'll share after I get through what I take for breakfast, they said a half a teaspoon of cinnamon. I'm not taking that much, but I'm taking cinnamon and taking something, even if it's not a deluge of stuff, is better than letting your body be eaten up by other things. The next one I take is, I'm going to say it wrong, turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, and it's for swelling, for inflammation. It takes inflammation down. So I sprinkle that in. It changes my food to a little bit of a yellowish-orange type thing, but that's cool. And then I have cumin, C-U-M-I-N, which is also for inflammation, and I take that every morning. The other one is cayenne pepper, which is for the heart. It keeps the heart stimulated so that it is always getting the fresh blood flow. And or if I carry a little, kind of like one of those little things that you put your, if you have terrible, I keep forgetting things. But the little things to put in your eye, lenses that put in your eye, it's about that size. And in it, I have some cayenne pepper so that if ever I or someone else is having a heart congestion or a heart problem, you give them a little bit of cayenne under that tongue, it'll immediately get into their system and restart that heart. That's a whole other subject we can go into. Okay, so I carry that with me. And then my last one is ginger. And ginger has another whole different abilities in Sam. Trying to think if he had said ginger. He said turmeric, and he calls it cumin root. Put on everything. Everything should have turmeric on it, and it's very good. It's a complex, and he talks about, there it is, ginger and black seed. So he's talking a lot about that. So those are my five things, and I put chia seed in it, and I put coconut oil, the refined cold pressed coconut oil, which is organic. So I get a good variety, plus my little vitamin D, sun chlorella, and the other. And I'm pretty stable. And that's important. I feel my health has to remain stable because I do so many other things. But these are some of the things that Chris advises. He has he talks about aloe vera. Aloe vera deals with inflammation and even helps your skin. And I have an aloe vera plant. I'm thinking, well, maybe I can use my aloe vera plant, but how do I take it? He said you can actually probably put it in smoothies. So you could probably skin it and take that pulp and cut it up into smaller pieces and put it in your smoothie, which would be a great thing. And he gives some suggestions as to where you get aloe. .com is a source where he goes. Then he talked about Indian gooseberry because it has a lot of vitamin C. So many of us are so vitamin deficient, this is why a lot of disease is around. But that is a powder, and you can get it at Amazon. Then he has apricot kernel. Now, I never thought of apricot kernel. You know, we hear of all the other seeds and stuff. But he says there's some country where they actually eat apricot kernels. Now, he said there's the seed, and then you break the seed, and inside it is the kernel. And these people eat these apricot kernels all the time, like kind of like candy or like we eat peanuts. And he said, their country or those people in that area have never had cancer. So there might be something there. It's a good thing to know. And it tells you how, and he went on to say how much you should eat. And then he did a B17 capsule. I didn't even know there was a vitamin B17. It's been so long since I've studied the vitamins myself, so it's quite interesting. But and you can go to apricotpower.com to get more information. But there's several other here. It's my writing. It looks like Moring Nutrition, M-O-R-I-N-G is what I wrote down, nutrition. And it's like you take a half to one teaspoon of it daily, and you can get that at Amazon. We had I'll bring that up. We had a gal that spoke to us. She was very informative. And was her name Hazel or something, Jan? But she was very informative, and she turned me on to Hannah. Hannah is, her name is Hannah Kruger. She's from in Turkey, and she has got a wonderful product catalog for many of the herbs, et cetera. And I look for what he's saying in her herb things, and there are many, some there that are very good. But he goes on, so there's more than one place definitely to get this. And then he has beta-glucan, and it's an immune booster. And many of these are immune boosters for the sake of what cancer is. So much of our body, when you take that chemo, it absolutely destroys your immune system. We've heard that, and people still go after it, and they're actually doing their death knell as far as I'm concerned. But these next two are immune boosters, and he said that some of the people that used this and still took the chemo had an easier time. So this is something we do learn. But this it's a betterwayhealth.com that you can get it, and it's what he said was it's a transfer point beta 1-D. Again, I'm no expert. I'm just reading what he gave. And then there's also, he said the next one was black seed oil. I never thought of black seed oil. Never heard of it. But you can, a cure-all is what is another later name, I guess. But it deals with cancer, and it deals with the heart. So Amazon has the herbs, black seed oil. And there's a Dr. Fit, Black Fit, what is it? Black seed oil, and that's drfitt.com. Of course, many of us have talked about colloidal silver. I think even on NLA, they were selling a colloidal silver machine. This is very wise to have it. I know with our health and wellness group, one of our gentlemen made a colloidal silver apparatus so we can make it ourselves at home. So it's quite an asset to have a colloidal silver, and he very much emphasized the value of what colloidal silver. And of course, he did bring out the fact about the guy going blue and stuff, but he said he was taking excessive amount. We all read that. He was taking excessive amount. And here's the turmeric. And then the next one is something, that's the turmeric you can get at BetterWayHealth.com. Now, I've heard this word, and I didn't really get what it was, Boswellia. And I don't know if Boswellia was the name of a town or what, but Boswellia is also called frankincense. And what was one of the gifts they bought to little baby Jesus? Frankincense. And it is an anti-inflammatory, and it combines with the turmeric. So these are the blending and the using together is very, can be very well tempered. I want to kind of give you he did a caveat. He said, please, if you're taking medicine, you do have to check. Is it going to cause you harm if you took a supplement? He said, most of the supplements won't, but you must test for your body. So in anything we're doing here on the health program, it's important. Your body is your responsibility. And with that, it is important that you deal with what is helping your body. I've taken supplements, and you probably all have taken supplements since you go, what's it doing for me? And when I lived in L.A., we used to get articles in the newspaper about how much the sewer was cluttered with large multivitamin pills that pass right on through your body and never stop to say hi or goodbye. It just went on by. And I used to take some of them. I used to have people give them to me, and I said, let me see if this will digest better if it's in smaller pieces. And I used a hammer to break up some of those capsules that were like horse capsules, and I couldn't even break it up with a hammer. It never got powdered. I pounded and pounded, and it was really awful. I told people about it. I'm sure a lot of people stopped, and they also stopped using that hard type of tablet. You never want to ingest tablets. You want to do capsules or gel capsules that they've now got more of. So that's another tip. And then, as I said, I do the D3. I do D3. But vitamin B3 is something that is needed, and he does a lot of vitamins here. He has vitamin C, and the University of Kansas, I guess, did a lot of stuff on it. But he has a lot of stuff we've heard and read, and over the, my goodness, Dr. Pauling was doing this back in the 60s, if not earlier, in his discovery of how useful vitamin C really is. And they poo-pooed him and said he doesn't know what he's talking about, you know, that kind of thing. And yes, he did, because 30, 40, 50 years later, it's being given as a main supplement for many people. And, of course, there's those people that always say, oh, you can't take too much vitamin C. It'll be bad for you. It doesn't, because vitamin C will go through your body. You have to keep replenishing. You have to keep replenishing. Vitamin D does not stay with you. You have to keep replenishing it. Our body is a very circulatory system. I mean, we take food in, the food comes out in another form. Take water in, water comes out in another form. I mean, we circulate. All this circulates through our body. So there's always, it goes in one way and it's a different form when it comes out another way. So we got to look at it that way. And then he even brought up mushrooms. And now, I've been eating a lot of mushrooms, and then I read something about mushrooms that for what I'm trying to work on, which is my hearing and my memory too, but my hearing, I shouldn't be having mushrooms. So we learn from everything. And he gives a point that mushroom wisdom, and you can get it on Amazon. And I guess the mushrooms help with your gut health, because many times we've heard that those that get the chemo they're so nauseated and they're so sick. When I lost my brother, that was one of the things they said. He was just so sick and so nauseated from so much of the chemo that he took. So it is a debilitating thing. And what this young man, Chris, is doing is showing that you do not need chemo. But again, going back to our discussion before we did the recording, is that so many people have been programmed to, number one, the doctor is the authority, and number two, you have to do what he says, do not have a thought of your own. And Chris has said, those that don't want to really apply themselves to rid themselves of this dis-ease, because it's a virus, I think they call it a virus now, and it just spreads because there's nothing to stop it, because our food has broken down the rest of our body. However, what is important is that you actually get your body to be a master of itself with you as the head honcho. And we have to stop the programming. And this is important for each and every one of us to stop that programming. And the programming is, I can heal myself. And that is your new programming. I can heal myself. And that's important. And then he goes on with, there's something in here about the fungus. So many times people get reactions, especially here in the South. I used to live in Chicago, and so in the Chicago, we would get the dust mites from the forced air coming out of the vent. But when I was in California, we didn't need the heaters so much during the winter as we needed the air conditioner. Of course, I lived near the ocean for some part of my stay in Los Angeles, and so the ocean breeze was a wonderful dissipator and cooler. However, here in the South, if you leave something or standing around, it'll start getting black, or it'll turn green, and that's a mold and a fungus that they get down here. And for many people, this is deadly. And I'm not saying you don't get it in the North and you don't get it in California. It's just not so rampant as it can get down here in the South, because we're a little moist and we're hot, and so there's that opportunity to bring those on. And he brought up one of the a really good product that I liked and attempted to help other people with at one time, and that's the SEAC. And I don't know how many of you know why it's named SEAC. There was a nurse by the name of Cassie, and Cassie took her her training actually with the Indians, and I believe it was in Canada, and she started making the tea that the Indians taught her to make, and people started getting better. Lo and behold, they started getting better. And so what she was able to teach people, that it is what we ingest. However, she was basically, if you want to get really rude, she was run out of town. She was taking money out of the AMA, the Canadian Medical Association, and that's the Murderers Association also. And they were very dissatisfied with what she was doing. But it's called SEAC tea. It's her name spelled backwards. And it's helped a lot of people, and they have other products that are very useful for dealing with cancer. Now, one of the things that I saw, are there any questions about that? Does anybody have something to add? Because again, I don't like to just keep rattling on and hear myself.
Yeah, I'll mention something.
You guys. Yeah, please.
Vitamin A. for people who may be severely overweight and can't do anything about it. They might want to try finding out if they have a vitamin A deficiency. It's actually an appetite suppressant. If you are, you can't really overdose on vitamin A. You would just start getting skinny. So that's a hint for people. And, you know, things like, I can see it myself when I eat a lot of vitamin A, it curbs my appetite. And tuna, yams, cantaloupe, can't think of any others right now. But people should look into that if they've had a weight problem, they can't do anything about it. And really your body may be craving one vitamin out of the whole list, and so it'll have you eat too much of everything else just to get that one vitamin. So just a hint.
Great point. I'm really serious. That's a wonderful point you're bringing up, because part of a recipe that I was saying with the cinnamon that I was going to bring out, and of course that slipped by as I was going through this list, so thank you for bringing it back. For weight loss, they are now doing what some of us have been doing for years, is taking apple cider vinegar. Now, they suggest 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of very good high-quality honey, 1/2 teaspoon of the cinnamon, 1 squeezed lemon. Now, it wasn't 1/2 cup or anything like that, but it was 1 squeezed lemon. And drink that before every meal and have it. I take the apple cider vinegar and honey before I go to bed and when I get up in the morning. Because what it's doing and what this gentleman was telling you about, it suppresses your appetite, number one, but it gets rid of the belly fat. You've seen people, I watch people's body or look at people's bodies as to how they're shaped. And I'm not making fun of this lady, but I had seen it in books. I've never seen it in reality. And this lady had a definite inner tube middle. It was shaped just like an inner tube, and her body was slender, and her upper body was basically slender. But that area where she was carrying that inner tube amount of weight, she could probably, if she's wanting to or willing to do it, by taking all of what I said, the apple cider vinegar, the honey, the cinnamon, the lemon juice, in an 8-ounce glass of water at room temperature before every meal. Number one, the apple cider vinegar will suppress your appetite. The water will help fill you up so you won't eat so much. And as the gentleman says, you're going to want to eat more things that are vitamin rich for what your body wants. It wants to be healthy. It does not want to die. So it's invaluable for each of us to be able to give it what it needs. Anybody else that has something to add? Thank you. I didn't know the gentleman's name, so thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, with Kroger's herb product catalog that our young lady had gotten, I went and got some of the stuff, and this is a very interesting article that she sent me. Of course, I want to be sure I have it here, but it was about ginkgo biloba, and I'm not seeing it right off here in front of me on my desk, but ginkgo biloba is so awesome. I'll look for it in her book here. And yeah, ginkgo biloba, it's a circulation and for your brain. Now, you've heard me say, oh, I forgot that. I'm having more a forgetting problem, and I'm not willing to say, oh, I'm getting Alzheimer's. No, my body's not getting Alzheimer's. It's that I have to feed my mind and my brain the right nutrition to have it work properly. And this is how we have to act with ourselves. Our body needs to be fed properly. It can't get along with sloppiness. So, but Ginkgo biloba, it was a wonderful article, and I wish I had it right at hand. But there's some other things. They're either for males or they're for females. They're for lungs. They're for the adrenals. Our poor adrenals are being battered, terribly battered. If you're feeling fatigue and just droopy, and I feel that way when I get back from school, your adrenals are being whomped. And the same with your other type of, they're the lymphatic system. I bring up my brother because of the fact of what happened. Oh, here it is right here in front of my face. And my brother died of a cancer that they call non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So it had to do with the lymph system. But when it's non-Hodgkin's, it means they don't know what the heck it is. And that's why you have to do your research. You have to find people who have done it, find people who have made these changes. But here's this article on Ginkgo biloba, and it says, feeling a little foggy these days, having a hard time remembering those little details, doing overtime in the intellectual arena. Now is a good time to start thinking about supplementing that power station on top of your shoulders. One of the best choices is one of the oldest medicinal plants, ginkgo. And it goes on, and it says here, for several decades, ginkgo has been the subject of several hundred scientific studies, many of which are highly qualified European, I notice they're not saying American, European clinical trials with human subjects. It is perhaps the most researched herbal medicine available today, with few drugs having as large a body of literature. As we know, most of our large body of medicine has false literature about it. But here it goes. The majority of these studies have focused on its significant benefits for memory and brain function. A large portion of these studies focused on the elderly. Now, none of us are old, honest. We're mature. Old is not a fashionable word. Per Wonder Ann. And focused on the elderly suffering from mild confusion to more severe forms of senility, including Alzheimer's disease. So if you know someone with Alzheimer's, this might be a good tool. Because of its proven efficacy, ginkgo continues to be one of the most frequently used medicinal preparations in Europe. Not here. We give you the hard drugs and be gone. Okay. We're herbal medicine and conventional drug therapy exists side by side in most physicians' practices. And this was what really got me. More than 5 million prescriptions, 5 million prescriptions for ginkgo are written per year in Germany alone. And in Europe, they do not have fluoride. They do not have Monsanto. They've been kicked out or thrown out. They do not have the other, I want to say a polite word, junk that we are having. Yes, they are getting chemtrails, I think. I've heard. So I do not have verification. So it goes on, but ginkgo for the heart is a heart healthy herb as well. Its aforementioned ability to inhibit blood clotting can help protect against stress-triggered cardiovascular accidents. Ginkgo also has benefits for irregular heartbeats, arteriosclerosis, and tissue damage from loss of oxygen during a heart attack. Ask your people who have had heart attacks or strokes if they've ever had ginkgo given to them. Probably it's a zero. It also provides general antioxidant protection against free radical damage from toxins caused by daily metabolic process, heart attacks, and external toxins, including pharmaceutical medications. And it goes on for the many uses that it has, and it's talking about head injuries, postoperative swelling, allergies, asthma, bronchitis, PMS, bloating, Parkinson's disease, and multiple sclerosis, and pancreatitis and ulcers. So, sorry, there was someone that just put off a ring of firecrackers. My dogs can't stand them. So it is important that you look at ginkgo and Chris had bought out ginkgo in here at one of the points. So this might be a very good thing for all of us to have in as a regular supplement for us to use to enhance our body's well-being. Is there anybody else that wants to add something that I may have missed? These are wonderful. Kroger herbs that our lady said, you can go to Kroger, Kroeger, herb.com, and get their catalog. Their pricing is very reasonable. It's not sky high. And her daughter, she passed away at about 87 to 89 years of age, and her daughter is carrying on the business, and that is total credibility what kind of woman she was. Anybody else? I yield.
How about Fucadon?
What is that?
It's a natural blood thinner, so you don't have a stroke.
Well, that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that out. Chris did bring that out. He said, watch, if these are blood thinners, you don't want to put more blood thinners on your blood thinner because the chemicals. But if you're needing to thin your blood and you're not on a blood thinner, then this would be wise, or ease out of your chemical blood thinner. Ease out of it. Never do anything drastic because your body has gotten dependent on it. And so ease out of it and go into it. Go ahead, hon.
It's a seaweed. It's a part of a seaweed that they use, and it's a natural blood thinner, so your blood don't ever get sticky.
Good. And how do you spell that?
Well, let me get my bottle.
Okay. Unlike
what's
you,
it
I
called
gotta,
again?
She's going to get her bottle, so we'll need to have it. Or blood thinner, natural blood thinner. Okay. So she sounds like the lady who turned me on to Hannah. So we'll wait for her to come back. But it is important that we keep our blood circulating freely. One of the researchers they did back in the Korean War, not Vietnam, Korean War in the 50s, was they took these young American men and autopsied them to see how their blood was. And they compared it to the young men of Korea and autopsied those bodies to see what was the comparison. They found that the Korean boys, young men, pardon me, were their blood vessels were their age. They were the 20, 21, whatever age they were where they passed and were killed or murdered is more the right word. And were our American boys, when they did them, they said their blood vessels were like that of a 50 or 60-year-old. Why do you think that was?
Because
it was because
they
of
eat
milk.
Seaweed. Well, yeah, and they, seaweed. They, hon, this is a, I want me to spell it?
Yes, please. We're looking, and what was the name of it, of the actual product?
It's called Fucoidan. It's Fucoidan. And Life Extension, that company has it, and Vitacost. It's the only two places I can find this.
Okay. And how do you spell Vitacon?
Vitacost?
Yeah.
V-I-T-A-C-O-S-T. They're even on Facebook.
Oh, Vitacost. Okay, cool. Okay, and there.
Yeah,
Life
Extension. Yeah, hon, I can't even find this at the vitamin shop. It's weird. This isn't out there too much.
And that's possibly true, but I think you're the one that told me about Hannah Kroger.
No.
Well,
no, I told you about black seed oil.
Okay, but she's got that in this catalog. It's herb thing. Someone told us, and it was a wonderful lead. I've gotten some of it, and it's very practical pricing. But did you get that, young man? It's called Fucoidan. F-U-C-O-D-A-N. At Life Extension. Or Vitacost. V-I-T-A-C-O-S-T. Those are good. Very good. Anybody else that got something to add? This is your show. Boost it up. Okay. Well, we'll move on. there's some other stuff here. And many people are having this heart thing. And as I said, with the Korean autopsies, they compared also people in Europe and other countries when they passed and they were young people. And the blood system, the veins and the arteries were their age, but not here in America because of the fact that we drink so much milk was one of the reasons. And this was way before Monsanto. This is way before all the GMOs. GMOs came in the 90s, so there's a lot of stuff. But there's a CircuFlow. Sustaining healthy levels of important nutrients essential for proper health function. And one of the things that with CircuFlow, with all of our products, is how the formula works in perfect balance with the body. Hannah Kroger made certain that you got well for purpose, and she did this intuitively, and she learned from others. So this is how we have to do. We have to learn from each other. Is there anybody else that has something to add? I'd love to hear it. We're almost to the end of our show here.
Does anybody take hyaluronic acid for their joints?
What is it called?
Hyaluronic acid.
How do you spell that? I keep throwing you out spelling because I'm not hearing it. Is she going to get it? Okay. It's up. What I'm working on in myself is to get my hearing back because when I was doing the ham radio stuff, I stopped being able to really hear the call letters. I couldn't distinguish their sound. So it really was it wasn't good. So I had to do something about my hearing. So that's where I am on getting my body tuned in. I'm responsible for it. Okay, go ahead.
This is hyaluronic acid for your joints to keep the fluid in them. H-Y-A-L-U-R-O-N-I-C. Acid.
Okay.
A-C-I-D.
Thank you. Where can that be gotten?
Anywhere. This everybody sells this.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you bring that up because I read something recently that they have discovered that they've been really operating, I'm saying the word operating, and it's not the operation, but operating on a false premise for people's needs. It is this fluid that's behind the knees that is swelling and making the joints rub more on it. It's the swelling that's causing the problem with the knees. And once you get the swelling done, the knee will start operating better. And what you're doing is, I think, with this premise, and maybe you can give us more information about it, is putting that lubrication back in. Is that correct?
Correct.
Good.
This is a lubrication for your back joints, your all your joints.
Boy, I can sure use that. You don't realize you have so many joints until they start hurting.
That's right. Yeah. And I learned this from a 75-year-old man that looks about 50.
Wow. I met a guy who was 85. He looked like he was 50 or 55. He swam two to three times a week, and he kept himself very active. His body was trim. It was so nice to see him, and he moved so smooth. People, maybe we can talk about what kind of sports next week, because there are things you can do and there are things you should never do with your body. And especially as we get older, we really have to think it out and know what's good for our body and not what's bad for our, and do what's bad for our body. A lot of stuff. And I'm an old gym teacher, so I've been taught the way we did it back in the 50s and 60s. So I'm willing to learn new ways. I mean, rebounders and all this other cardio stuff that we can do is great. So I think we're just about ready to say good night, and I thank you all for your sharing. Please join in next week. Bring some ideas of exercises that you've done. Bring some ideas of how other people can move their body better. It is, if you don't have movement, your body, and I will use the word, will crap out on you, because you've got to keep it moving. Anything kept still for any period of time atrophies. You've got to keep it moving. I yield. Robert, is this the time for us to move on? Robert?
Good evening, everyone.